flights of stairs, and their hearts were pounding, and their blood pressure went up, and their mouth was dry, and so on and so on. In other words, they experienced a state of arousal, and because of the situation, they attributed that state of arousal not to walking up the stairs, which caused it, but to their level of sexual interest at the moment. This makes the point that the missing ingredient in an emotional response, which enables us to tell which one we are currently experiencing, is a belief. What the men waiting for their dates believed about their current situation depended their conclusion. Upon that depended their conclusion. So if you believe that the object coiled in front of your refrigerator is a cobra, your belief will enable you to label your arousal as fear. And even if it isn't a cobra, but really your own true love, you will still label it as fear because you believe it. Isn't that true? Haven't you ever experienced fear at something that wasn't even there, but you believed it was there? Evidently, an emotion is a response, all right, with these names. But it's a response to what? Stimulus. This R is psychology's for response or reaction. S is psychology's for stimulus. The stimulus which gives rise to our emotions is a belief in our heads. Now, we don't ever talk like that. We say to each other, "You make me mad." Oh, no. "My beliefs about you make me mad." We say to each other, "You ought to try living with my wife. She drives you up a wall." No, no. "It's my beliefs about my wife that drive me up a wall." We say to each other, "If you had my neighbors, you'd move out of the county. They're so terrible." No, it's our belief about our neighbors that determines our reaction to them. Now we can identify what an emotion is. An emotion is a response of a number of physical symptoms to something we believe. In order to handle your emotions, you must apply